Right now, we're just going to segue over and talk with Mr. M.D. Marshall of the Bethel's Place Empowerment Center. He's the Chief Operating Officer. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the program.
Well, good morning.
And M.D., what does that stand for? I'm just curious.
No. M.D. stands for Manasseh Dean. It's a family name.
Okay.
And I'm blessed to have passed that along to my son. So, as I know, there are three of us.
Okay.
So
how do you spell that first name?
It's M-A-N-N-A-S-E-E-R.
Okay.
Manasseh.
Okay. That's an interesting name.
Yeah. A lot of biblical reference there.
Right. So I guess MD is easier to say.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, I know when I met you based on what you call me. So if
well, like I said,
it's Manasseh, I know it was college or school or something along those lines.
Well, so. I always say it doesn't matter what you call me, just don't call me late for dinner.
Okay. We must have got that memo together.
Bethel's Place Empowerment Center. What is that organization? A lot of folks haven't heard about Bethel's Place. Tell us about that.
Well, thank you. Bethel's Place Empowerment Center is born out of a vision by Pastor Walter August Jr. at Bethel's Family Church. Mm-hmm. And that Baptist church has been working diligently in the Fondren Southwest of Missouri City area. And we basically focus on helping the community, not just here. We are doing some great things over in Haiti. And so what we do is partner as a global partner with our friends in Haiti as a mission center and a mission focus. But we've been on the corner of Sandpiper and Fond Meadow and in the Fondren Southwest area for about 19 years.
Wow.
And the Community Development Corporation, which I've been asked to lead, has been in existence for 7 years, and I've been at the helm about 6 months now.
Well, that is great. Now, I know that you've got more programs than we actually have time to talk about.
Absolutely.
But we want to focus on that Power Breakfast and Networking Mixer that you have coming up, but tell us about some of the things that you're doing to feed, clothe, and house the underprivileged in the community.
Thank you. And that is exactly what I wanted to bring the most attention to. We're just going to be, as a community partner of 102s, we're going to just be continuing to support that Fondren Southwest and Missouri City area. We basically, through our Heavenly Hands division, we feed about 2,200 people every month.
Mm.
And though we get those funds from our own budget for assisting in making that happen, we like to give opportunity for the public to come and help and be a part of that. But that is a great opportunity for the public to join in what we're doing. And we clothe about 610, 615 persons come through our doors every month.
Wow.
Who need either clothes for career change, clothes for daily living, and they come in and have an opportunity to get that. So food, clothing, and then shelter, we have opportunities, and I'll tell you a brief story. Just on Friday, we helped a 71-year-old lady come who doesn't really attend our church, but has a contact and basically asked us if we could help with a housing need. And we went over, took a box truck, six gentlemen, and moved her out. Again, it's not always about us.
Yes.
It's about what we need to do to help our community become empowered. And wherever that need exists in our community, we want to be a part of that. And so we help get people in and out of housing. We do have a full service housing opportunity on our campus at 12660 Sandpiper. But just know that we're there for the community, and we want to do a better job of talking to the community and saying, because we're there, we also ask for a helping hand when we need one. And,
yes,
and that's kind of where we are now.
Okay, that's fantastic. Now, you do have a website.
We do.
And share that with our audience.
Absolutely, absolutely. Website, www.bethels, betterplace.org, and that's BETHELS, place, PLACE, .org. And you can see all the great things that we're working in our community to do.
Yeah, and I was very impressed. It's a vibrant site, too, very interactive.
Absolutely.
And, of course, we have a link on our page, myhoustonmagic.com. You can just log on to Magic 102 site and just click on there to take you right to Bethel's Place. Now, the Power Breakfast and Networking Mixer, let's talk about 10 beliefs that are strong in the African-American community. That's the theme. Is that correct?
That is our theme, and our president, CEO of that component is Leon Jenkins, mm-hmm. and he works to make certain that we are not just talking about networking, but that there is networking actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so when a company, a person, a community partner enters into that mixer, they are brought into a whirlwind of opportunity through networking where actual business is being transacted. We're not meeting to talk.
Right.
You can do that other places. We're meeting to make connections.
Right.
And so the chamber is all about empowering small businesses and entrepreneurs that want to make a better future for themselves.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now the date of the event, when is it taking place?
We have different dates. It's rolling. And so as you check our website, you'll be able to see the latest. But we have these power breakfasts every month, and I think
there's one coming up Thursday, the 27th.
And I was going to say, I think that if they go online and look, they may see one that works better for their schedule.
Okay, that's great, and the cost is my, this is very nominal.
Absolutely, you know,
$5.
Absolutely, the key is we don't want to be prohibitive.
Yeah.
We want to be inclusive, and we think that does it.
Yeah, this is great. I think this is very important work. And it's very important, the work that you do in the community. I want to encourage you to keep on doing it. And, of course, we're happy to be a partner with you.
Well, we thank you.
In getting this done. Now, you have a golf tournament. Is that every year you have
Yes,
that?
Sir. Yes, sir. We are starting our first annual community charity golf classic. And basically, we are doing a great work in our community. But as you know, ministry costs money.
Oh, yes.
And we want to use this as a way for corporate partners to come alongside and be a part of what we're doing. So on March 31st, Monday, bright and early, we'll be out at Quail Valley Golf Course. And we will, some of us will be hacking up the course. Some of them will be actually playing, but some of us will be doing our best.
Have the Barkley approach.
There you go. And again, I will say that, again, it's not about golf. Golf is the venue we're using to raise awareness and to raise revenue for the work that we do. So please come out, join us. Our golf tournament is at the Quail Valley Golf Course, and we look forward to having you there.
And we thank you so much for being a part of the program. M.D. Marshall, CEO of the Bethel's Place Empowerment Center. Got a lot of things going on.
Yes, sir.
And, hey, just keep on doing it.
Thank you, sir.